855. Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Abuse survivors and advocates who've pushed for legislation making it easier in Kansas to prosecute abusers and file lawsuits decades later have achieved a breakthrough in the legislature, where the proposal is advancing quickly. The bill would remove limits on how long prosecutors have to file charges against suspects for any of a dozen violent sexual offenses against children. And the Meade County Sheriff's Office needs your help in finding a man. J.P. Bizette has more.
A Hispanic male fled a traffic stop by foot on Tuesday night and was last seen heading east on U.S. Highway 54 just outside Meade city limits. He wasn't found even after a thorough search using infrared cameras and physically checking nearby areas. The suspect is in his early to mid-20s, 5 foot 10 inches tall, around 145 pounds, clean-shaven with short to medium dark brown hair, and wearing a black sweater with BOSS in green lettering. If you have any info, contact authorities.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairieland Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairieland Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairielandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
Local radio continues to stand out among all audio platforms. Why? Because local radio broadcasters are one of you. Members of the community who see, care about, and understand what's going on in our hometowns. Local radio supports businesses and schools while also providing breaking news and weather, plus local events coverage and entertainment. Staying connected to our communities is at the heart of what we do. Trusted, accessible, free. Kansas broadcasters remain focused on...
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car. So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PHIL for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PHIL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PHIL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PHIL.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On March 28th at approximately 10:22 p.m., the Hayes Police Department received a report of a domestic disturbance in the 100 block of East 19th, where a victim had been stabbed multiple times. The first responders from the Hayes Police Department, the Ellis County Sheriff's Office, and the Ellis County Emergency Medical Services responded to the scene. The victim was located inside the home, and he was bleeding profusely from his injuries. It was determined that he had suffered over 15 stab wounds, including injuries to his neck, arms, and chest area. Ellis County EMS personnel began providing life-saving medical care, and the victim was quickly transported to the Hayes Medical Center emergency room, where the victim was then admitted to the hospital. Upon arrival at the scene of the stabbing, officers learned that the suspect had fled the scene on foot, and the suspect was quickly identified as Colin Michael McMillan, 22, of Hayes. Law enforcement officers from the Hayes Police Department and the Ellis County Sheriff's Office then began searching the area for McMillan. At approximately 12:15 a.m., Sergeant Philip Gage of the Hayes Police Department located McMillan near the intersection of 5th and Riley, and he was still in possession of a knife at the time of his arrest. However, Sergeant Gage was able to safely take McMillan into custody. McMillan was transported to the Ellis County Jail, where he is being held on the charges of attempted first-degree murder and domestic battery. His bond has been set at $1 million, and he is considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. This case does remain under investigation by the Hayes Police Department Investigation Division. On Thursday, Governor Kelly sent a letter to Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan requesting the agency allow the sale of E15 products, gasoline blended with 10.5% to 15% ethanol, during the summer through the use of an emergency waiver. This move, which the EPA granted last summer, would help prevent potential fuel shortages and save Kansans money at the gas pump. Allowing the sale of this product during the summer driving season would also support the Kansas ag industry, especially corn growers who contribute to ethanol production. Governor Kelly said the agency delivered this relief last year, and given inflation and declining fuel inventories, she believes they should do it again. During the summer of 2022, the EPA ensured the continued availability of E15 in order to extend fuel supplies that were put at risk. This action helped prevent potential shortages and saved Americans at least $57 million in fuel costs. U.S. inventories of crude oil and petroleum products recently hit a 19-year low, and nationwide gasoline stocks are 3% lower than a year ago. Those statistics, coupled with continued international pressure and refining capacity being offline for maintenance, are predicted to have the same implications as last summer, providing support for another emergency waiver. Kansas may soon be adding a new tool to the fight against the teacher shortage, as according to the State Department of Education, in the fall of 2022, there were more than 1,600 vacancies across Kansas. And some say it's going to continue to get worse if they don't do some things, so lawmakers are looking at Senate Bill 66, which would provide more opportunities for out-of-state teachers by joining the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact. Republican Representative Susan Estes stated that, with the bill, if you come from another state with great credentials, and they've agreed with that state on what their mutual credentials should be, the path forward has gotten a whole lot easier and faster for teachers. As is, the process can take up to a year in some cases. Estes said every time a teacher moves, they have to start from scratch, and every state has a similar process. They have to wait for the test to be offered, they have to pay for the test, they have to wait to get the results, and they have to submit them to their Department of Education, and the same thing happens with their transcripts. This process costs potential hires time and money, and sometimes they eventually lose them because they don't want to have to try to deal with it, and it's just easier for them to stay where they're at. The bill passed the Senate earlier this week, and if it passes both chambers, it's still uncertain when the compact would begin, since 10 states need to be on board to establish it. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reinforces the need for Kansans enrolled in the Kansas Medicaid or CanCare program to keep their contact information updated and to be on the lookout for important information from CanCare in the mail, because eligibility reviews that have paused since March of 2020 are resuming in April due to changes in federal law. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has increased communication with enrollees, healthcare providers, and other stakeholder groups in regular contact with the CanCare enrollee community to share this information. And in addition, CanCare has updated its website to make it easier for people enrolled in Medicaid to update their contact information and complete the verification process. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment recommends that individuals or families that are CanCare members visit the CanCare website. CanCare will let you know when to renew your Kansas Medicaid eligibility, so be on the lookout for your notice in the mail and respond immediately to requests for information. And if you receive a notice in the mail, return the completed renewal form by mail to the address shown on the form. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment will continue to provide information on the CanCare homepage, cancare.ks.gov. You can complete your renewal online through the Medical Consumer Self-Service Portal after you have created an account in the portal and linked your medical case. And when it's time for you to complete your renewal, you can log into your account. The option to complete a CanCare review will appear under Access My CanCare. Wheat farmers are by nature optimistic, but that optimism is starting to wane, as according to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, only 19% of the Kansas wheat crop is currently rated in good to excellent condition, with another 52% rated poor to very poor. And according to the March 27th report, 77% of subsoil moisture supplies are rated short to very short. In Sheridan County, Brett Olke reports that his fields are surviving on half their average precipitation over the past 2 years. He said they're pretty fortunate right now because the moisture on this wheat crop has come with a timely 3/4 of an inch of rain in October, when it was drilled, and another 1.5 inches of moisture from snow since January. However, Olke's moisture probe proved that even though his area has gotten some timely moisture, the crop is still in trouble because now reaching only 2 feet down, last year's subsoil moisture was 4 feet. And he said they're 22 to 24 inches behind over the past few years. Rain is critical right now as temperatures begin to warm up and the wheat crop comes out of dormancy. And farmers say that they'll take whatever moisture they can get. The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced that they have restricted traffic to one lane on the K-23 bridge located approximately 10 miles north of Hoxie in Sheridan County for emergency repairs. The traffic will be reduced to one lane and directed by a stoplight until the repairs can be made. Motorists should expect delays of up to 5 minutes and should allow extra time when traveling through the area. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. According to the unofficial minutes of the special meeting for the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on March 30th at 7:30 a.m., the special meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7:30 a.m. at the Alice Tweed Center by President Jennifer Miller, and 7 members were present, so a quorum was declared. After 2 executive sessions, a motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by John Granberry to approve the resignations of Blake Lasley and Jill Lively. The motion passed 7-0. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by John Granberry to accept Haley Bainter as elementary teacher and Becky Jones as the Scholars Bowl assistant coach, and the motion passed 7-0. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by John Granberry to move Teresa Schultz to be the high school science teacher, and that motion passed 7-0, and President Jennifer Miller then adjourned the meeting at 7:49 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
New Age Industrial is a proud supporter of Norton County and the surrounding communities. Not only do we take great pride in our high-quality aluminum products, we are also one of the largest employers in Northwest Kansas, promoting growth and innovation throughout the area. We applaud our local schools, organizations, and businesses for all of their hard work and continued success in making Norton County a great place to manufacture our Made in the USA equipment. For more information, visit us online at newageindustrial.com.
Now is the best time to experience Serta's all-new iComfort mattresses, redesigned from the inside out to intelligently respond to your body's individual needs for comfort, support, and temperature regulation. Are you interested in the Serta iComfort adjustable mattress set? Well, no problem. Just stop into Sander Furniture at North Highway 283 for details and start experiencing the comfort that cradles, the comfort that supports, and the comfort that cools at Sander Furniture on North Highway 283.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report showed marginal year-over-year growth in hog population as well as pig crop. According to the report, inventory at the start of March totaled 72.9 million head, up 170,000 from a year ago, but down 2% from the previous quarter. Breeding inventory was up 29,000 head at 6.13 million, while hogs destined for market totaled 66.7 million, up 143,000. The winter's pig crop totaled 32.1 million head, up 190,000 from a year ago. while 9,000 fewer sows were farrowing at 2.91 million. That put the pigs saved per litter rate at 11.02, up slightly from a year ago. Producers anticipate 2.93 million sows to farrow during the spring, down 37,000 from a year ago. Hog numbers slid across Kansas during the winter. 10,000 fewer sows were kept for breeding, with 145,000 on hand to start March. Market population was also down 10,000 from a year ago at 1.71 million. Bringing the state's total to 1.85 million. The pigs saved per litter ratio increased to 10.25, despite fewer sows farrowing and pigs produced, as 820,000 pigs were farrowed from 80,000 sows. Kansas hog farmers anticipate 76,000 sows farrowing this spring, 9,000 fewer than the year before. A new poll shows overwhelming support among voters for year-round access to E15 across the country. With retail gas prices still high, almost 70% of poll respondents support increasing the availability of E15 to help lower fuel prices and support energy independence. 62% support recently introduced legislation that would allow the lower carbon E15 blend to be sold year-round nationwide. Last summer, E15 sold for 20 to 30 cents per gallon cheaper than regular gasoline. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. And make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A cold front is sweeping through our state today, attached to a strong low-pressure system to our north and east. It'll be very dry today, and combined with the gusty wind and fairly warm temperatures and low relative humidity, we'll have fire weather conditions for much of our state through the rest of today. Wind will be gusty coming around the backside of that low at 25 to 35 miles per hour, but gusting to 55. Rain chances are pretty low with dry air coming in from the north and west. Temperatures will also be cooler for western Kansas today, but still very warm in the eastern counties for now. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is off to the north and east. That's a very strong system with cold front sweeping into northern and western Kansas with cooler air coming in behind it. Sunny for most of our state through the afternoon, occasional clouds. A secondary cold front will move in from the north, and that'll quickly cross our state overnight, ushering in colder air. We'll be dropping into the 20s in our western counties. For Saturday, high pressure will be over western Kansas, a little bit less wind, but still breezy. Should be a sunny day, cooler temperatures statewide. In the western counties, we'll be in the 60s with a low pressure lee trough setting up in eastern Colorado, 50s in the eastern counties. That trough will get a little bit stronger on Sunday. That'll keep the wind gusty and boost our temperatures back up a little bit, and we should get sunny skies. Wind will be out of the south and gusting at 25 to 35 miles an hour. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, low to mid-50s with mid-20s for the overnight. Upper 50s and low 60s north central. Tonight we're in the upper 20s and low 30s. Low to mid-70s northeast and low to mid-30s for the overnight hours. Southwest, low to mid-60s with mid to upper 20s overnight. Upper 60s to mid-70s south central. Tonight we're in the mid to upper 30s. Mid to upper 70s southeast and upper 30s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation.
Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market. The All-American Ytex. Soft and durable in a variety of sizes and colors with a flexible male button and patented snap lock collar that helps keep them from snagging or separating. And you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. Order early to ensure availability for spring processing and tagging season, especially for customized tags. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799½. September corn up 12.25, 620¾. March up 10¾. August soybeans up 58½, 1678. November up 34½.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.